Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Well, attitudes are changing. No, I am not talking politics. Not just longer days, the daylight saving time, but the feel of the strength of that sun on your face. Yes, James Brown, I feel good. Well, daylight savings time for us morning folk is not so good. You see, I'm up at 4:30 every morning. And think about this. I don't have to get up at 4:30. My eyes just go boink and they open up and I get up because this is who I am. Well, a couple of days ago, I'm outside. Could you imagine that? Some people are actually outside and they don't have to be early in the morning. It's about 5:10. I hear a cardinal sing, got a big old smile on my face. And then around 6 a.m., light is breaking. And then all of a sudden, daylight savings time. And now there is darkness. But like Frosty, it'll be back again someday soon. So what other signs of spring do I see? Well, crocuses around here, because the Northeast, we've had a very, very, very warm winter. Crocuses are already up flowering. Juncos, it's a bird that migrates down from Canada. Well, they're on their way back because they're not here anymore. And to me, it is also the Lenten rose. It is a flower that just like literally pokes out, is out, and you have full big flowers. And my Lenten rose, well, it's flowering. And the cool thing about this one is the flowers hang upside down. And you actually have to look sort of like from the ground up. It's just a really unique plant. But seeing that just says, hey, springtime, get me outdoors. Well, more on gardening a little later in the show. But first, let's talk gear. I have to make the assumption that you put away all your gear properly and it was well protected. Either way, it's time to check all your gear. And you want to have a piece of paper because you want to make a list of anything that has to be replaced. And as I go through these, you're going to hear the list and you might just go, well, I also have a blank. Well, then check it out as well. So I'm going to let you know that my lone winter holdout right now are my snowshoes. They've been crying all winter long, but the tears can't be made into snow because it hasn't been warm enough for snow to stay on the ground long enough. But you see, I remember as a child, way back when, there was a blizzard on Easter. So as I'm moving gear around, getting spring gear out and checking all this, my snowshoes, and I got a big old pile because I got shoes for little kids straight on up to us big time adult type of people. So we'll see about that. But it's time to check our gear so that we can have a safe spring, summer, and fall. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So the first thing I'm going to talk about are my hiking boots. And I always, because I have different boots, I actually have boots for the wintertime, but I have spring walkers. I've got hiking, we'll talk about all-terrain boots for backpacking. And then I've got my, so there's these low cuts, the medium cuts, and I even have a high cut for, when I'm climbing in the Rockies. Well, I'm going to waterproof them. Something you should know about a lot of the waterproofing materials on clothing and boots, some of it is cancerous. So we need to be careful with what we wear, what we put on our body. So I'm going to let you know my boots, I only put beeswax on them. And you can buy little tubs, a couple different brand names that are out there. And again, I don't get money from those brand names. So whatever they are, just use one. They are natural, number one. That's a good thing. They are great waterproofers. They really are great. And I'm also going to let you know that it will alter the color. It's going to darken the color of your boot. But the way I look at it is, hey, so I got darker boots and they still look nice and they're waterproof. let's go to flashlights. And I don't care whether you're talking about flashlights for your outdoor gear or flashlights, you should have one in your vehicle all the time. Check the batteries. And also, in a Ziploc, have a few extra batteries. Backpacks, a little Ziploc. And again, because the great thing about, I guess the great thing about flashlights, and you know, you have the headlamps, and I love the headlamps. The batteries are small. They're only doubles or triple A's, so you can always store those. Now, getting out soon, I need to make sure that my knife or your knives are sharpened. I'm also going to let you know on this one, that is definitely a learned skill. See if you can find someone who can teach you this skill. I mean, hey, I really mean this. You could YouTube everything in the whole wide world, and I do. I'm continuously learning YouTube. I've been learning so much on the mandolin. No, it's not getting me outdoors. Well, maybe because I'll play the mandolin in the backyard. But anyway, going back to the knives, you want to make sure that your blade is a quality metal. And I'm going to let you know that a quality metal blade holds that sharpness for a much longer time. Because now you can buy knives for, like, no joke, for $5 at a show or something like that. But it's not going to be that quality steel that you need. And as my Italian grandfather said to me, my nonno would always say, talking about knives, he said, a dull blade cuts twice. You need to think about that one. So let's talk about your day packs. It's time to clean out your day packs because some of you, including myself, you've been, we'll call it winter use. Well, I know I travel quite a bit and I've been using one of my day packs as my computer day pack. Well, it's time to, again, I have other places to put my computer or my laptops as I'm traveling. So I'm going to let you know it's time to clean out the day pack. And whether it's your day pack or your backpack, once again, let's talk safety. Make sure you've checked through your first aid. Hey, maybe in your first aid kit, you used a bunch of Band-Aids last year, whatever it is. Refill, make sure it's there. A whistle. And people say, well, what do you got a whistle for? The whistle is for this. If you ever need help and you're calling for help, well, after a while, you're going to run out of breath as far as your voice. You're not going to run out of blowing tweets on a whistle, and that is important. Having a compass in your day pack or backpack is important, but just as important is learning how to use it. And there are books out there. There are videos out there. I'm sure there's YouTubing out there and your local Ramsey Outdoor Stores or whatever store you go to in the outdoors. They offer free classes in them. And then I say for your backpacks, make sure you have some waterproof matches. I have seen people, I'll be hiking by, like we're backpacking, we're getting set up late, it's raining, and they're trying to start a fire and they're using wet matches. I'm going, excuse me, here, have a pack of these. I always have extras. Now, for those of you that are canoers, kayakers, and boaters, the first thing you want to do, still dealing with safety, is check your PFDs. For those of you that aren't into the outdoors and know the new names, that is your life vest. Well, here's a key hint. If you have children, make sure they have the correct size. For example, Gabby has grown so much. Last year, we got her out of a youth and into a, call it the adult small version of one. And she's grown again, helping her basketball quite a bit. Well, I'm going to let you know that before we head outdoors, and I have from the smallest PFD to the largest PFD, literally, because I never know which type of friends you might invite, an extra friend, whatever. So I have them all. Well, we got to check Gab out too to make sure she's got the proper size. For those of you that have paddles for your kayak, you need to make sure that they come in two pieces. You need to take them apart, put them together. And if you have a difficult time getting them apart, you actually take light sandpaper, like a 200, 220 grit, real lightly, next to nothing, and just sand down the inside plastic little grips just a tiny little bit, clean it off, and I guarantee that it will open and close very easily. Now, ropes. You need to check all your ropes out. Make sure they have not dry rotted. Safety. You want to also review your knots. Hey, something to do. Hey, maybe it's a cooler day because you're trying to get outdoors, and make sure you know your knots. And every year, and I'm going to have to go back to the site. I haven't been in a while, so I need to get there myself. It's a site called Knots by Grog. And Knots by Grog has the absolute greatest way. I'm not joking. You can learn every boating knot, every camping knot. If you're a scout, it has scouting knots, like, because some of you will be tested scouts growing up on different, tying different knots. It has every single one. It shows you how, in a really unique way, just a fun little time. Hey, even with families, just to pass your time along there a little bit. Now, if you happen to be a boater and you're using batteries, you need to check the batteries. And here's a little key hint. Many people just, like, the winter happens, they put their batteries away. There's something called a trickle charger, and you shouldn't let batteries just go dead. For those of you that have riding lawnmowers and the batteries, and you didn't trickle charge it over the winter time, and you go to start it, and it's just like absolutely dead. Now you go to charge it and it won't hold a charge at all. So that's something for you, but check those batteries out. Campers, as far as tents are concerned, moisture is a killer. And you probably didn't have any moisture while you were storing it, you know, inside, because in the winter your homes are dry. But if you put it away with a little moisture on it, that could be a killer for your tent. You want to check that out. And then the next thing you want to do is to actually open up your tent, get a hose out, and put the hose over the top and make sure it is staying dry, because you'd like to fix the leaks for your tent in your backyard, not when you're going and you're camping somewhere and you're going, oh my goodness, there is now a waterfall inside the tent. Your sleeping bags, air them out. Just something real simple. For those of you that do some overnight camping and you have your camp stoves, well, check to make sure that you have fuel, all right? And typically, I use new fuel because we use it up all the time, all year long, I should say. Anyway, now, fishing. If you're using spin gear, bait casting gear, make sure you've greased the reels. You've put some new lines on it. Now, I'm going to ask you to go check all of your lures. Make sure that none of the hooks have rust on them. Real key. So here's my little hint I'm going to give you. So going into this year, you'll be able to use it. If I'm fly fishing, if I'm spin, well, it doesn't matter what type of fishing I'm doing. I actually have little plastic kits. Strictly, they're empty when I leave. When I come home, every fly that I've used or every lure that I've used is inside, because what I do is I get home and I open up that case and I make sure that they are dried out. Because sometimes, you know, you're finished with a fly, you throw it back in a fly box and you go on. Next time you go to use it, you go, holy, where'd the rust come from? Well, you put it away improperly. So I'm going to say, hey, let's put them away. My little drying technique, it works. Now, fly rod. Guess what? Fly rod accuracy is so important. So you need, you know, how baseball's got their preseason going on. You need your front lawn or back lawn, depends on the size of where you live, or hey, even your park, because with the fly rods, we don't put flies on them with hooks. We use little pieces of yarn and we actually do some casting. So we're practicing. So what I do on a huge front lawn, I take Frisbees, throw them out there, and my buddy Inspector Dave comes down the road with his fly rod and we practice casting, because the Frisbees are at different, you know, some are short, some are long, roll cast, full cast, false casting, not a show on fly rods. So, but just so you know that we do our practicing here. So that's just something for you too. Now, you also want to check those fishing waders out, because if there's a leak, you don't want cold spring water, because as someone would say, that's going to put a giddy up in your step. So you may as well figure that out here. And they have patch kits for your waders. Take care of that. Now next to your bike, and I'm letting you know that I am waiting. I need to get out on my bike. For those of you that listen to my shows, you know I love biking across this country. Well, you need to check tire pressure. Very key. Then your chains. You want to make sure they're on properly. The tension is right. They're greased. And then your gears, and you need to check through your gears. And before you go out on a long bike ride, just do your local streets, because, hey, if it pops off, it's not a real long walk home. And safety says that helmet, even for the short ones, your helmet is on all the time. And for those of you that have family members, well, then you need to check out, because I actually have to check out other bikes, not just mine. Yes, I didn't forget about you gardeners out there. Yes, so let's talk flower beds, and then we'll talk vegetable beds. Well, your flower beds, prepping them, it's cleaning up the winter debris. You may have a few branches that have fallen. If there's snow, and you may have to wait a little bit, or a little bit of snow, you see a branch, pull those up. You might want to, and sometimes it's just the beauty of it, is cleaning up the leaves. And if you're a vegetable garden guy, or gal, I should say, you need to add your winter compost, because you've been composting all winter long. Now it's time to get it into your garden and rototill it in. So you can actually use the machine, the rototiller, or use a pitchfork, whichever you use, but turn that into the soil. And if you're using a rototiller, you should have put it away properly, but make sure before you try to start it, you've checked everything, and make sure you don't have old gas in it, because that is a killer. And obviously make sure you're using new gas, because if you're not using old gas and you're not using new gas, it's not going to stop. I'm joking. But just make sure you got new gas in there. Now, we use many different tie-down straps to tie in your kayaks, your paddle boards, all that stuff. Now, make sure you're checking your tie-down straps. Some of them may have dry-rotted. They may have been frayed. You missed them in putting away your gear. And what I say with those is, when in doubt, they're out. And just really, because we need to be safe in all that we do. So early spring weather changes so rapidly. So continue to dress in layers. Your wicking layers, you want moisture away from your body. But I'm going to let you know that people go, oh, it's spring. And then you sort of don't take that extra little bit of gear. And my dad says to me, if you don't have it, you can't put it on. So make sure, hey, even if you have to stuff a little bit extra into your day pack, your backpack, or your vehicle, it is worth it to have it, because once again, if you don't have it, you can't put it on. Now for me, and I've always mentioned this, the back seat of my truck, I always have some extra gear in there. So I have, because I have winter weight socks and I have spring weight socks, etc. So this is the time of the year, I probably will have both inside there. I will maintain a couple pairs of gloves, and I always have extra gear, because sometimes you're with someone and they either got their feet wet, whatever. Maybe they didn't waterproof their boots. And, you let them borrow your socks or whatever. Most times if people borrow my socks, I tell them to keep them. I always have a couple of sweatpants. And I always have a blanket all year long inside there, because, hey, somebody falls in. And I've used the story about me, Inspector Dave, and I had gone out early spring. Actually, I take that back. It was winter fly fishing. It was a year away. It was a great warm day. And it's the only time in my life, ever, 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 in my waders that I fell in. And let me tell you, falling in, you talked about your eyes bulging out. Well, yes, my eyes bulged out on that day. I had to put them back in. They just like popped out. Anyway, so I just share with you the blanket's more important. Now, you want to check your local stores on gear. They are offering spring sales. They also offer free classes, and sometimes they have their vendors in a showroom. They're letting you view and touch. Could you imagine that? All the new gear. I happen to be on Ramsey Outdoors email list, so when I get their e-blast from them, I know what's going on in the stores. I know what sales are going on, so that's something that you might want to sign up for, whether it's Ramsey Outdoor or your local store. And I'm going to say this for everyone out there, and this is whether you're an outdoor person or somebody who just listened to the show for the first time, I'm going to let you know that it is, here's your important tip. Get CPR, defibrillator, and first aid certified. They always talk about with CPR, the person you are most likely to save someday is a family member. So it's worthwhile to be these and get these certs. And your local Red Cross, sometimes the courses are free, and sometimes it costs you a couple bucks, but well worth that. Now, also, review all safety procedures with whoever goes with you. That's family, friends, and that includes children, so they know what to do in an emergency situation. Now, get me outdoors. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.